Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Roy Weatherly. Batting second. The right fielder, Orris Hockett. Batting third. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Les Fleming. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ray Mack. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Al Smith. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Al Smith. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Mo Franklin. Batting second. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The left fielder, Barney McCoskey. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Rudy York. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Don Ross. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jimmy Bloodworth. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bertie Tebbets. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hal White. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Hal White. And now, play ball. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett strikes out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner strikes out. The ball gets by Tebbets. He chases the ball to the backstop. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Mo Franklin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franklin hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a fly ball into right field. Ross settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Higgins. Mack moves to second. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franklin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins takes first base on ball four. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is hit by the pitch. Higgins moves to second. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fleming settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0 for 1 in the game. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0 for 1 in the game. Hockett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 1 in the game. Keltner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hockett moves to third. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 1 in the game. Heath strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Hal White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White strikes out. One out. Mo Franklin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franklin is 0 for 1 in the game. Franklin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Smith fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 1 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Franklin moves to second. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 0 for 1 in the game. McCoskey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack fields it and throws to second for the out. Franklin moves to third. Two outs. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0 for 1 in the game. York hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fleming juggles the ball. That's an error on Fleming. Franklin scores. McCoskey moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Tigers. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 0 for 1 in the game. Ross hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 0 for 1 in the game. Fleming hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Higgins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 1 in the game. Boudreau hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mack is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 1 in the game. Hegan is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Bloodworth hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 0-for-1 in the game. Tebbets hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hal White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Tebbets moves to second. Hal White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Heath. White reaches second base with a double. Tebbets scores. It's 2-0, Tigers. Mo Franklin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franklin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Franklin hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-0, Tigers. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kramer is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0-for-2 in the game. Weatherly hits a fly ball into left field. McCoskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hockett hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tebbets settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Keltner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Smith moves to second. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-2 in the game. Heath is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 0-for-2 in the game. McCoskey is called out on strikes. One out. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0-for-2 in the game. York hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-0, Tigers. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 0-for-2 in the game. Ross hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Higgins takes first base on ball 4. Ross moves to second. Steve Gromick now pitching. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Bloodworth hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 0-for-2 in the game. Fleming hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Boudreaux hits a fly ball into right field. Ross settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mack hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fleming moves to second. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-2 in the game. Hegan hits a fly ball into left field. McCoskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Gromick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gromick hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Kramer, who is chasing the ball. Gromick reaches third base with a triple. Fleming scores. Mack goes all the way around to score. It's 5-2, Tigers. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0-for-3 in the game. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards first. York scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Weatherly for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tebbets hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hal White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. White bunts towards the mound. Gromick fields it and throws to first for the out. Tebbets moves to second. One out. Mo Franklin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franklin is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Franklin hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreaux settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hockett hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-3, Tigers. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Keltner hits a fly ball into left field. McCoskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-3 in the game. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fleming hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Heath moves to second. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Boudreaux hits a fly ball into right field. Ross settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 0-for-3 in the game. McCoskey takes first base on ball 4. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. York strikes out. one out. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ross hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McCoskey moves to second. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Higgins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McCoskey scores. Ross moves to third. Higgins moves to second. It's 6-3, Tigers. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Bloodworth is walked intentionally. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Tebbets hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hockett. Tebbets reaches second base with a double. Ross scores. Higgins scores. Bloodworth goes all the way around to score. It's 9-3, Tigers. Harry Eisenstadt now pitching. Hal White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. White hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tebbets moves to third. Mo Franklin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franklin is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Franklin hits a fly ball for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Otto Denning pinch hits for Jim Hegan. Otto Denning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Denning hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. White fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chubby Dean pinch hits for Harry Eisenstadt. Chubby Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dean hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. McCoskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0-for-4 in the game. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the Indians 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Otto Denning now catching. Clint Brown now pitching. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. McCoskey bunts towards third. Keltner fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kramer moves to second. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. York bunts towards third. Keltner fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kramer moves to third. McCoskey moves to second. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Ross is hit by the pitch. Kramer scores. McCoskey moves to third. York moves to second. It's 10-3, Tigers. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Higgins strikes out. One out. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Bloodworth hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fleming settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got three RBIs. Tebbets hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Denning fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Denning. McCoskey scores. York scores. Ross moves to second. Two runs are unearned. It's 12-3, Tigers. Hal White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The runners advance on the error. Ross scores. Tebbets moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 13-3, Tigers. Hal White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. White hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tebbets scores. That run is unearned. It's 14-3, Tigers. Mo Franklin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franklin is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Franklin hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 14, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Hockett takes first base on ball 4. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Keltner hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Heath hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hockett moves to second. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Fleming hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tebbets settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Bloodworth fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 14, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.